Warm greetings on St. Joseph's Day. As I think about Joseph at this time, I think here is a man who in his relationship with God perceives and accepts, even embraces assignments. Think of the list. Receive Mary into your home despite the fact that she is pregnant out of wedlock. Now, take Mary, pregnant, to Bethlehem for the birth of the child. Now, take Mary and the child to Egypt to flee from Herod. Now, bring them home to Nazareth. Joseph's circumstances change rapidly and radically over the course of the early parts of the Gospels. But one thing doesn't change. He is a man of a covenant, and as such, his life has a twofold purpose: to serve God and to care for his neighbor. And those things together add up to righteousness. And with that firmly grounded, with that firm grounding, he is able to turn on a dime and to do things which he might previously have thought unacceptable. But because of those two ends, service of God, love of neighbor, he's able to make the changes. Now you and I are people of the new covenant, and we have been given a twofold law as our pattern of living. Love God, love neighbor as ourself. And if that is firmly embedded, we too can be radically flexible. So, up to now, we have been taught to love our neighbor by being close to them. Now, we are learning to love our neighbor by keeping distant. Think of that. Think of how it is we are finding new ways to convey love, concern, and affection. All because of the guiding principles of our lives. I hope that on this day you'll pray, as someone who loves neighbor, you'll pray for all those who have contracted the coronavirus, those who are caring for them, those who are in quarantine, those who are afraid, those who have suffered economically. And also, on this day, would you please pray for my brothers and me? It's our patronal feast. I hope that you and I can pass this day in confidence that God walks with us even in the narrowest of times.